Pelosi defiant, Buttigieg scores. I'm John Trout. Republican legislators chanted four more years as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped up her copy of President Trump's State of the Union speech, later calling it a manifesto of lies.
There are no public events on the president's schedule as he lets Americans' impressions of the State of the Union settle in. He tweets, "It was a great and triumphant evening for our country. Thank you for all of the nice remarks and wonderful reviews of my State of the Union speech." And there's a retweet of former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley expressing disappointment to see Speaker Nancy Pelosi rip up his speech. Bob Costantini, Washington.
On Trump's fate today in his impeachment trial, Mitt Romney is now perceived as the only GOP senator likely to vote to convict Trump of abusing his office. The Iowa Democratic Party has released additional results of its presidential caucus after lengthy delays.
They're not complete, but results are in from a majority of precincts, and they show our campaign in first place.
Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg maintains a slight lead over Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders. More than 5,300 people quarantined on two cruise ships off Hong Kong and Japan amid concerns passengers and crew were exposed to coronavirus by an infected passenger.
They traced back where he was, and they found out that 12 days prior, he was on that ship. So they quarantined this ship, 3,700 people. We know that they have done health screenings, at least one phase, for all passengers and crew members. 10 people have been tested positive with the coronavirus. We know 9 are passengers, 1's a crew member.
Correspondent David Culver in Beijing. The nation's weather, a dozen states are under winter storm warnings, with potential icing in the plain states and flash flooding likely in the south. Sleet and freezing rain is heading into the Midwest and Northeast. I'm John Trout.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Kokopah Casino and Resort is putting you on the fast track to earning with an all-new rewards club. Now it's even easier to earn gifts and rewards. Getting started is simple. Just drop by the Kokopah Rewards Club and get your new card. If you're not already a member, you'll have the chance to win up to $100 on your day of sign-up. Now you can earn rewards play and points for slots, table games, food purchases, and bingo. Get discounts on dining, entertainment, and more. Fun is just around the corner at Kokopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 63 today. Still strong winds out of the north at 15, 41 overnight. Sunny and not as windy tomorrow. 72 the high, 44 the low. South wind at 5. And sunny and 76 on Friday, 47 Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter. 560 AM KBLU in studio. We've got my friends Wayne Williams, owner of Oak Tree and More Furniture. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, how are you doing, John?
Great, great. And Sharon Williams, also owner of Oak Tree and More Furniture. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
So, okay, we're also on Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Good morning, Facebook Live. So, who really runs the store? We got this husband and wife thing going on. I'm gonna start off with a bomb.
Well, it's not me. I have children that are there, and my wife, you know, she does everything. All I do is watch Fox News and check the mail.
I know better, but you talk about your daughter, but there is a great vibe in the store. I've been in and out of that store for probably the better part of 20 years. Gosh, no, actually, we were on Arizona Avenue first,
yep,
when I first came to town. Well, since you guys opened, what creates the culture, that positive energy in the store? Where does that come from?
You know, like we tell our kids every day, treat other people the way you want to be treated and always do the right thing. So I think we just run our business that way, where our customers are like our family and our friends, and so we just have that kind of an atmosphere.
I think you're also on selling furniture to a second generation of customers. We talked about that before. How do you do that? How do you get that kind of positive run? How do you get that kind of referral? How do you get that kind of continuity generation after generation? How do you do that, Wayne?
Well, I think that, you know, we've taken good care of the parents. So now when the kids need some furniture, here they come see us. And they've come in the store with their parents. So they're already accustomed to knowing who we are and that it's not a high-pressure deal. We're easygoing. We take care of any problems we ever have. So that, I think that goes a long way.
I would agree. The Oak Tree and More, the name of Oak Tree and More, was it always Oak Tree and More? Or was it originally Oak Tree spinning off the old oak leaf? I mean, how did we get to this name?
Well, it was the Oak Tree.
Okay.
That's how it started. And then the Ann More came along when oak kind of phased out. You know, oak was a big deal when we first got going in this thing for, 15 years. Well, then it kind of slowed down on the oak, and we turned into the More, you know, and more, because we needed to have, we got everything. You know, at the time, we just jumped into all the different stuff we could, and now we're full line. We have everything.
So when you say full line, Sharon, what does it mean, full line? As for those folks who've never shopped for furniture before, what does full line mean?
Well, we have upholstery, leather, motion. We have kids' furniture, dining. There's just everything. We were very big into baby furniture for a while, but we're kind of phasing that section out. So, but we have everything. We have accessories and lamps and pictures for the walls and
mattresses.
Mattresses, yeah.
How much of that business of yours is mattresses? 10%, 5%, 2%, a smidge?
20%.
Really?
Maybe.
Wow. And the lines that you carry, the regular lines, everybody, the big name brands, you guys carry that stuff too on the mattress side? Or you have your own custom stuff made for you guys on the mattress side?
So we've tried the big box brands.
Uh-huh.
And we actually have a line right now that's been in business for over 140 years. And so they don't advertise to the public. So it's like, so they put the money into the mattresses. And so there's a whole story behind that, that when people come in, we give them the history of the company that makes the mattresses. And we, to date, have never had a mattress warranty issue. where in the past, you know, going with the big box things, it's just commercialized. You know, they're putting that stuff out there. So sometimes it's not about the brand. It's about how it's constructed. So that way you're getting a better product for less money because they're not advertising it.
So the big brands, get them in, get them out, get them gone. They're just, but this is more, sounds like handcrafted, personalized stuff. Okay.
Right, right.
Nice. And you had baby furniture for a while, but the other thing that you do, the bargain basement, because I've been down there before. So walk me through the idea behind the bargain basement. I mean, somebody says, oh, I got this idea, or by de facto, by default, by
it was an accident. I mean, it really was. We built the building with a basement, and only because they wanted to do the dirt work, and the dirt work was going to be like $40,000 just to buy the dirt. Well, it was like $50,000 to put in a basement. So I said, well, put the basement in. That makes more sense. Why spend the money on dirt? So that's how the basement got in the bottom of the store. And then that was our warehouse. We said, okay, the top will be the store, the bottom will be the warehouse. Well, it ended up, we ended up filling it up. And within a year, it was all full down there. Everything was for sale. Then we put a warehouse out back with all those containers.
Right.
And so that's how the bargain basement became the bargain basement. It was never really planned to do that. It just happened.
You'll find some gems down there.
Oh,
There's a lot of one-of-a-kind stuff.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean like it's scratch and dent. There's just, you know, one-offs. If you want nightstands, mm-hmm. but you don't need the whole bedroom set,
right.
you can just like, one-offs. And again, there's a lot of jewels to be had down there. So if you hit the store, go downstairs, spend some time, because it's a lot of fun downstairs.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
And then some stuff is discontinued. So it just, you know, when we can't get it again, it goes downstairs. So a lot of times it's a brand new piece of furniture. There's nothing wrong with it.
And we also have certain lines of furniture that we have downstairs that we order in just to go down there.
Oh, really?
So bargain priced items. So we always say we have something for everybody. So somebody just starting out and they want a dining table and they don't want to spend more than $4.99, there's a table and, you know, four chairs downstairs where they can get that kind of an item. And then, so that's kind of what we do. We try to have something for everybody, whether you're just starting out or you're looking for your forever piece of furniture. So we've been doing this 35 years. We have customers come in that have bought from us that long ago that they want something new, but the wives and the husbands say, but there's nothing wrong with what we have. Their kids don't want it because, you know, maybe it's gone out of style. You know, it's more traditional and the kids, you know, younger people want something different. So you know, quality's important. And so
we talked off the air about, you know, what's the lure of IKEA and this stuff that you buy, you got to build it yourself. What's the lure of that? Maybe I'm old school. I don't want to build it myself. I want a craftsman to put it together. I am not a craftsman. I get that stuff, and by the time I finish putting something together, there's three screws left over, four washers, and eight bolts. What's the lure of that type of furniture and the demographic that goes with it? What's the lure?
Well, I think it's, you know, younger people wanting to start out. They don't want to spend a lot of money. They know that in 5 years they're going to be in a different situation, and so they just want something for right now. And I think maybe they like the lure of putting those things together. And, you know, women read the instructions, so we don't have parts left over. Or, you know, we know, like, the guys and the bicycles and the whole thing. You know,
busted.
Yeah.
So I just think that, you know, sometimes it's a disposable society. Somebody wants something, or they're moving. You know, we got a lot of military people, so, you know, they want something that they don't have to move when they get restationed. So okay. They're just going to buy something new when they go, and that's just kind of how
and,
they...
You know, they have furniture that's called RTA, Ready to Assemble. That's what it's on the box, it'll say. But, you know, we don't even buy that. I mean, if we have to assemble something, it's just assembling, like, maybe four legs on something.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's time-consuming to put it together. And it's time-consuming for us to put it together. So, you know, we have delivery guys, and they still put it together, and it takes a lot of time.
But you have things in that price point. I mean,
oh, yeah.
that you don't want to lead with that, but you can... scratch that itch, right?
We do. Okay. We have something for everybody in every price range.
Okay. I want to talk about you being named Arizona's Furniture Retailer of the Year after the break, if that's okay.
Yeah.
You're right. Listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. I love to work at nothing all day.
Whether you're looking for a night of fun music or a romantic treat for your favorite love, the Yuma Civic Orchestra has just the concert for your special evening. Join the Yuma Civic Orchestra as they play a collection of romantically themed music, including selections from The Beatles, ABBA, and The Sound of Music. Tickets are available online at yumashowtickets.com. This romantic evening begins at 6:30 Saturday, February 8th at the historic Yuma Theater on Main Street. The Yuma Civic Orchestra presents romantic classics. Reserved seating only. Get your tickets today at yumashowtickets.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and it's time for the Sprague Sports semi-annual gun clearance sale. Semi-annual, that means twice a year. And gun clearance means it's all gotta go. Guns, that is. We're talking new and used, special buys, and more, all at blowout prices. And it's going on all week long. The semi-annual gun clearance sale at Sprague's. Stop in and see it for yourself. You know you wanna. Because whether it's the gun clearance sale, the indoor shooting range, which is really cool, by the way, the archery gear, the ammo, the outdoor gear, you name it, you're gonna find it at Sprague Sports. Don't miss the semi-annual gun clearance sale going on now. Lots of guns, gotta go. Twice a year. Handguns, rifles, shotguns, you name it. It's all happening at Sprague Sports. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street. Next to Lowe's. Online at Sprague's.com.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, I would call Ed and Brooke Sexton of Keller Williams Realty Yuma at 723-4370, online at MySextonGroup.com.
We are back on Chamber Chatter. 560 AM KBLU in studio. Wayne Williams, owner of the Oak Tree and More Furniture. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
And Sharon Williams, the real boss, the owner of Oak Tree and More Furniture. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
I've seen you two interact. You're both the bosses. I mean, you both have your strengths, but when it comes to taking care of customers and buying right and selling right, you both do it right. So, yeah, this I don't believe this for a minute that she's the boss.
Oh, well, You should see us at the furniture conventions. That's the real fun. The sales reps, when we go to the show spaces. Where
they
we
see you coming and they run?
They see us coming. They go, uh-oh. Because we like to be left alone because we like to critique the furniture. We want to get the best we can get for the customer. And we banter back and forth about what we're looking at, but we don't want the reps to always know it because we don't want to, you know, offend anybody or hurt somebody's feelings because they might think it's the best piece of furniture out there. And we see a flaw in it. We don't. So we do it all ourselves.
Good cop, bad cop.
Oh, yeah. Good cop, bad cop.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. For sure.
But in the end, though, the customer wins.
Oh, absolutely.
You bought it right. Looking at the quality, and sometimes it's not the biggest, baddest brand name out there, like you alluded to earlier. It's just the right piece of goods for your customers mm-hmm. and for Southwestern Arizona.
Well, and we always look for a look, too. We don't just always look for, you know, what's this or what's that. We look for something that, hey, this looks like Yuma. This is going to work in Yuma. So we do that, too.
Earlier, you talked about oak, you know, fading out. We talked the ball and claw table, ladder back chairs when solid oak was like the king of all that you could ever own.
Yep.
And things changed like they always do. Oak Tree and More, now you're full line. What's the store look? What does the furniture business look like in 15 years? Is there more RTA, more ready to assemble? Or is there going to be still a customer that wants it done? You know, deliver it to me, I want it right. Or is it a mixed bag? In 15 years? What's a furniture business look like in 15 years?
I personally think it's still going to be a mixed bag because, you know, you're still going to have the people who want to, you know, put it together themselves, and you're still going to have people who want, you know, quality and that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, I agree with Sharon. It's going to be a mixed bag because there's people that still want to come and sit on that piece of furniture before they buy it. So you can buy it on the internet or you can buy it Amazon or wherever you buy it from. But people still want to feel it, touch it, and sit on it before they buy it.
Well, that's me. Every time I've made an attempt to buy something online, I'm disappointed. The fabric's not right. The goods aren't as thick as I had hoped. The size isn't quite right. It just I don't have time for it. I want to go and do it right the first time.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, I personally wouldn't buy a mattress unless I could lay on it first. I wouldn't buy a sofa unless I could sit on it first. So, you know, I mean, that's just... our age, maybe I'm not sure. But, you know, the bed in a box thing, some people love it, but I don't know how you could do that and get it in your house and then think that it's going to sleep good.
But it's a huge business.
I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. All of them, that's all they tell us. This bed in a box, you got to start buying these. We just haven't, we're not sold on that kind of stuff. We think our customer still wants to touch it. And they do. They come in and they do.
And there are those that want to buy that, and there are places for those people to go buy that stuff. But mm-hmm. I don't think that's not your core. I don't believe that's your core customer.
Right.
So you're sitting in your office one day, and you get the notification that the Oak Tree and Moore in Little Old Yuma, Arizona, is Arizona's Furniture Retailer of the Year. What was your first reaction, Sharon, when you found out? Seriously.
Well, actually, it was more about Wayne's reaction. He thinks he won Miss America, so we're going to buy him a Tira, and he's been working on his wave. So, and that's the gist that, you know, as our customers come in, and, you know, we tell them that, that's our joke is, yeah, Wayne thinks he won Miss America. So it just goes to show that the Arizona Sales Rep Association are the ones who vote for this. It's not the public. And, you know, we're the first people outside of, you know, big metropolis that have gotten this. Nobody in Yuma ever has. But it's just, we treat our people right. So we treat our customers right. We treat our sales reps with respect, and we're never unkind. And, you know, I think that our hard work, and it just, they see that. So we're very honored.
I'm still trying to unsee Wayne in a tiara.
Someday it'll come, I'm sure.
I can't unsee that.
With his silver hair, I think it would look very nice.
Yeah.
Wait, we're going down a path I just can't recover from. So what was your reaction, seriously? What were you thinking when you were told, Wayne, seriously?
You know, John, okay, so I started here in Yuma when I was 21. And I turned 22 like 2 weeks before the grand opening in October. I turned 22. And from that day on, I just worked hard, and it's been 35 years later, I get this award. Well, you know, the whole store, everybody,
the family,
everybody.
Right.
And, I was ecstatic, you know, I mean, it was just, it's huge for me. It's huge for me. I know it's huge for my wife. My kids are all proud of it. You know, it's a big deal.
But you talked off the air that the kids were raised in this business.
Oh, yeah.
It's all they've known.
Right. Yeah, they played. They used to play hide-and-seek inside the entertainment centers and stuff. You know, our first three kids are closer in age. We have an 11-year gap between the last two, so our first three kids are grown up, and they have kids, families of their own, and so, yeah, they grew up in the business. They all worked for us while they were in high school, and they realized it's a lot of work, so they've all gone off to do something else except for Sydney. She's still 16, and she does work for us, so they see how hard we work. But like we tell our kids, you have to love what you do so it doesn't seem like work because you're there a lot. You know, we're there, we're closed on Sundays. We're there 6 days a week.
How much does passion and inspiration go into being successful? Is it always price? Is it the best goods or the best price? How much do those intangibles come into play, the passion, the inspiration, those things? How much does that play into it, Sharon?
I think that's the most important thing. I don't know about you, Wayne.
No, I agree. I agree. There, you know, it's your feeling, and your passion, and you know your desire to do good for your customer, and your desire to do good for the community, and your, you know, those things. It all goes hand in hand. I think the money end of it and other parts of it are on the back burner. For me, they are. I'm all about my family and about business. You know, the people. I like to talk to the people when they come in the store. So that type of thing.
And as far as the furniture goes, you know, we do have a passion for the furniture. When we were at the furniture conventions, we are hand-picking everything that comes in there. So it's not like it's a big, you know, corporation that's just sending us goods. We hand-pick everything. And so we do have a huge passion for the – we believe in the product that we're selling. And because we've hand-picked everything, and we always are trying to look to see what we think, you know, our customers want. And a lot of times they come in and they say, "Hey, I'm looking for this. Hey, we're going. We're gonna find that for you." And so then we do, and we call them when we get back, and that's just kind of how we run our show.
But the other thing too, we talked off the air, that has also changed, you know, how you do business as far as how you pay your salespeople and that sort of thing. Well, talk about that for a minute, because that's just uncommon in the furniture business, how you pay your people. Walk me through that, Wayne, if you could, please.
Well, okay, so we've tried all types of ways to pay the employee, the salespeople.
Right.
And, you know, we've tried commission-based pay, where you just get a commission. The problem is then it's not like a family business. They start to infight, and it turns into a mess, and we're then like referees in our own store. Well, I don't want that. I don't like the animosity. I don't like them not getting along. I like everybody to have a good time when they're at work. They're like family. We have a girl right now working for us that's just about ready to have a baby in a week, and we're so excited. We just can't, you know, we're thrilled for her. So, you know, that kind of thing. So we just pay them is what we do. We just pay them, and then there's no arguing. So, you know, and every once in a while there's a bonus here and a bonus there and a bonus here and a bonus there, depending on what they sell.
Right.
So that's the way it works the best. And then there's no fighting. There's no, hey, that's my person. That's my customer. That's my up.
I saw him at McDonald's 3 weeks ago. That's my customer.
Yeah, right.
Time out. That's not how it works.
Yeah. Right. And our employees are kind of like our family, too. I mean, we have one of our guys has been working for us for 14 years this March. And his brother is also a delivery person. And he's been there, I think, 12. So, you know, we must be doing something right that we have people that have been with us this long. And, you know, we just love everybody that works with us.
And for the first 20 years we were in business, we had 5 salespeople in 20 years. That's it. I had Glenda was with us, what, 15 years?
Amazing.
Amazing. She retired. She said, okay, I'm done. I'm going to go move to New Mexico. And she moved. And Donna moved to Kentucky. So, you know, it's just they worked for us for a long time because it was a great place to come.
That's rare.
Yeah.
That's rare.
It was real rare.
Really, to not go through salespeople. Because some place you go to and you, like, bug repellent. You get away from me. But, like I said, the energy and the vibe walking into Oak Tree and more is just different. It's just different. If I have a question, I'll come ask. But I'm left alone to, you know, pick and just look at stuff and pull the drawers out to see if they're double doweled. I would look at the furniture, how it's crafted and created on my own. That to me is very rare. So thank you for that. Just the no bug me sales approach. Maybe use that in your marketing terms. The no bug me sales approach. I love it.
Right.
When you transitioned, you were originally on Arizona Avenue, correct?
We were originally on 4th Avenue. When the old A.J. Bayless grocery store was there, we were in that shopping center. Right next to where Hastings is now.
Really?
Or Hastings was, or the
okay.
Building's still there, but there.
That was your original store?
That was the original store, yeah. Yeah.
That was 35 years ago?
Yeah, yep, yep. Goodness. 35 years ago. And we rented from Bayless. Linda Bayless was the lady that owned it all.
That building got torn down, and okay. So when they did that, we moved into the old co-op building on Arizona Avenue while we were waiting for our building now to be built. And then Brad bought the building and put Big Bob's in there.
Right.
Was so kind to let us stay there. So we shared the space. So we had the whole building. Then he came in and we split the space. And then as they needed more and more space, we had furniture stacked to the ceiling at the end there. Finally, we were able to get into our
spot. It took
a
lot. It took twice as long to build the Oak Tree building than what we were.
Doesn't always take twice as long, cost twice as much?
Well, there was so many little, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. And then, you know, you couldn't get this part or you couldn't get, you know, oh, there's always something seemed to hold something on. So it took a lot longer. And so, it's a big building.
Yeah, it is. But you designed the building. You built the building.
I actually got out my little grid paper and drew the building, just like I've drawn the last 2 houses we've lived in. So, yeah, I like doing that. That's fun.
Did you look over your shoulder and go, honey, no? I mean, tell me.
No, not really. You know, he would ask, hey, do you want TV in your office? And I said, no. Do you want music? No. You know, you don't want anything? I said, nope, just come in and work. You know, I don't want any distractions. So, you know, he's got his TV in there. He watches Fox News all day, and he's got the radio plugged in, and I didn't need any of that.
But he's doing more than just opening the mail. I mean, you're looking at trends, and you're looking at...
Oh, yeah.
Again, we were joking earlier, but... I've seen you in action.
Well, and everybody teases me, and I roll with it because I think it's funny. And honestly, Sharon does 90% of the work. I sit back and I think about, you know, where things are headed. I read all the trade magazines, and I go over all the statistics and all that kind of stuff. I talk to all the sales reps, the furniture sales rep, the advertising sales rep, any sales rep that comes in. I will talk to anybody. Because, you know, I take something away from everybody I talk to. There isn't a person that I don't take something away from. And so I'll talk to all of them. The sales reps that come in my store, I may not want to buy their furniture, but I want to hear what they've got to say and who they're selling to and what they're selling. And, you know, I want to know everything.
But you're always learning, always evolving.
Exactly.
Exactly. I want to talk about other things about Oak Tree and more after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Get ready for a glamorous evening of mystery, intrigue, and murder at Quachan Casino Resort. Midnight at the Masquerade, Friday, February 21st. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Show starts at 6:30 p.m. Arizona time. With a mystery under each mask, it's up to you to gather the clues and figure out which partygoer is guilty, bringing this crime to justice and saving the party. Dinner show tickets are only $25 and are on sale now at PlayQCR.com or at the casino box office.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and it's time for the Sprague Sports semi-annual gun clearance sale. Semi-annual, that means twice a year. And gun clearance means it's all gotta go. Guns, that is. We're talking new and used, special buys, and more, all at blowout prices. And it's going on all week long. The semi-annual gun clearance sale at Sprague's. Stop in and see it for yourself. You know you wanna. Because whether it's the gun clearance sale, the indoor shooting range, which is really cool, by the way, the archery gear, the ammo, the outdoor gear, you name it, you're going to find it at Sprague Sports. Don't miss the semi-annual gun clearance sale going on now. Lots of guns, got to go. Twice a year. Handguns, rifles, shotguns, you name it. It's all happening at Sprague Sports. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street. Next to Lowe's. Online at Sprague's.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning. I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. A nursing student reported missing 2 weeks ago was found murdered inside a house in Mexicali. Mexicali police say Daniel Yee disappeared on January 18th. They say the 23-year-old was going to meet up with someone. The last call on his phone led police to where his body was found. Imperial County Health officials are keeping a close eye on the coronavirus. The county says it's working with the state and federal agencies to monitor the virus to prevent it from spreading. As of now, there are no cases in Imperial County. More than 70 acres burned to ash and seven families displaced following Monday's brush fire in Nyland near Highway 111. The Imperial County Fire Department and neighboring agencies are still working to put out the hot spots. Imperial County Fire Department says Monday's 35-mile-per-hour winds played a hand, spreading the fire to burn almost 80 acres. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. Wayne Williams, owner of Oak Tree and More in Arizona's Furniture Retailer of the Year. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
And Sharon Williams, also owner of Oak Tree and More, who really runs the store. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Have a number of chamber announcements we do at the bottom of the hour on Chamber Chatter. Tuesday, February the 11th, this upcoming Tuesday, very important luncheon. You can still get tickets. The Greater Yuma Economic Development Corporation is bringing in Trevor Stokes at their luncheon at the Pivot Point, 11:30. I think tickets are $45. But Trevor's going to talk about Arizona's uneven recovery. Arizona as a state, the statistics are over the top. We're a juggernaut. All the GDP factors are just like a rocket. But the other 14 counties, including Pima, are not keeping pace. Pima's flat. The other 13 counties are absolutely on the outside looking in. So Trevor Stokes is going to give us some information, facts, figures, the future, what we can do to fix it. There's some legislation out there that we want to weigh in on. But again, Eventbrite, get your tickets, 11:30 Tuesday, February the 11th, at the Pivot Point Conference Center. I'll definitely be there because knowledge is power, and understanding where we've been, what we can do, and how the facts lay out, I think is very, very important. So February the 11th, go to Eventbrite, get your tickets. I think they're $44 or so, but well worth the effort and the energy to do that Tuesday, February the 11th. Our next Good Morning Yuma is Thursday, February 13th. at the Civic Center. It's at the Civic Center. Do not go to the Pivot Point. This is Yuma's Best, sponsored by the Yuma Sun. We're going to have a nice, cozy breakfast, about 450 people. It's just a morning of celebrating excellence. The tickets for that are $15 for everybody. We don't differentiate at this breakfast that non-members pay more. $15. Again, you can pay at the door. The Yuma Sun is selling tickets and tables and things like that, but that's Thursday, Feb 13th at the Civic Center. Yuma's Best. It's just a fun morning celebrating excellence all over Yuma County. Our next mixer, February 26th, at the Deese & Garner Law Firm out 32nd Street. That's at 6024 East 32nd Street. That one is $15 for non-members, $5 for members. We get to celebrate. Our member of the month is the Gowan Company. The people and the organization of Gowan is world-renowned, the world-class, and most deserving of the Member of the Month award. Put this on your calendar, too, please. Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, March 21st. That's on Main Street from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have a great day of celebrating our military exhibits, displays, vignettes. We have the 42-foot replica of the USS Arizona. Booths are available. If you're a nonprofit organization, booths are absolutely free. This is not a money grab for the chamber. It's one of the great things we get to do. If you want a booth, it's $100. Again, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Main Street, March 21st, the Military Appreciation Day. Whew. All right, enough chamber stuff. Let's get back to the Oak Tree and more. We talked about bed in a box and ready to assemble, that sort of thing. Some people come in with a predisposition. I want something French. I want something. How much time do you spend walking them through what they want to do, how they want to decorate? How much time do you walk them through all of those processes? If that's a Sharon question or a Wayne.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll shag it. We give them all the time they want. They can come in and we have catalogs. If we don't have anything on our floor that they like, they can look through the catalog. And we try to accommodate everybody that comes in the store. And whatever they're looking for, we try to find it.
Yeah, tape measures available.
Oh yeah. I even have a left-handed tape measure.
Okay.
Let's not go there.
No, it's true. It hooks on your right, and you pull it open, and then you can use your left hand to mark. I'll show it to you next time you come to the store.
Help me out, Sharon. Come on, bail me out.
I'm not even going there with him.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You know, the other thing is some people come in and they do have an idea. Some people come in and they don't know where to start. And so we're happy to spend any amount of time with them. They kind of give us some color ideas, maybe some style ideas, and then we really work with them to try to build that room. And sometimes it's easier for them to just do one room at a time. We go out to people's homes, you know, and we put it all in there, and they say, okay, you know, I like everything but that one piece. And so then we take that one piece, or we get it in there and you know, I'll say, yeah, I don't like that piece. So we take that out. And sometimes they say, well, I'm not so sure. And we'll say, okay, well, just leave it there for a week, and in a week, come in and tell us if you like it. But invite your friends over in the meantime. And so they'll have their friends come in, and, oh, my gosh, the one piece they didn't want is the one piece that all the friends love. So you know, we do whatever. This is our passion. This is our business. So we're happy to do whatever we need to do to make people happy. It's not about making the sale. It's about making people happy with our experience. And I think that's why we have, a good rapport.
So I sold furniture 35 years ago here in Yuma. And I sold sofa and love seat. I had a lady come in maybe 5 months ago, and she said, I bought a sofa and love seat from you when you were on 4th Avenue, when you first opened. I still have it, and it still looks like brand new. She says, but I'm tired of looking at it. I want something new. She said, what do I do with my old one? I said, well, I don't know. Maybe just give it to your kids. I tried that. My kids don't want it. They want all that new stuff now. They don't want it. I said, I don't know. I don't know what you do. You could donate it, you know, to Amberly's Place or one of the places that will sell it, you know, the Humane Society, thrift store, those kind of places.
Right.
I said, you can donate it. And so she said, oh, that's what I'm going to do. So she did come back in and buy something, and, you know, she's happy again. So our stuff lasts a long time, and it's something you've got to like when you buy it because you might have it for a long time.
You know, and if you mistreat customers, they'll remember that. People remember how you made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
They may forget what you said or what you did, but they'll remember how you made them feel.
Right.
And I think that's what you guys have been doing for 35 years. You made them feel right, feel at home, feel like part of the family.
Right.
I think that's been your strength. Because had you mistreated that woman or she got a bad deal, she'd have told 1,000 people.
Right, right.
But
we always take the least avenue of resistance. We don't want to argue with anybody. You know, we want to just get through the day and have a good time, and we want everybody to be happy.
There's an old saying, I've never won an argument with a customer.
No, never.
You'll lose every time.
Right, right.
We try not to argue.
Yeah.
Well, not amongst yourselves, maybe. But
Yeah. With our kids.
So the store is transformed. You keep moving. You keep changing vignettes and things like that. You've got in baby furniture and you got out of baby furniture and things like that. But as the store gets laid out, where the motion furniture goes, is there a science to how the store is laid out, or just that'll fit there, put it there? I mean, walk me through how the store gets designed.
I think that it changes all the time. So we might have something set up, you know, where the bedroom's all on one side today. And the living room furniture, you know, the sofas and whatnot are on the other side, and the dining's kind of in the middle. But then we just kind of keep changing, like furniture changes. So we always are constantly changing and moving things so that it gives it a fresh look. We have a huge addition coming the first week of March. So I think it's going to be interesting. Facebook, we're going to try to you know, let our people know what's coming and the anticipation for some new sofas. We're going to do customized upholstery where you can come in and pick your own fabrics and you
frame.
Can design it. You can design it any way you want to. And so that's pretty huge for us. And so it's a big investment that we are taking on right now. And so we're going to have that all set up. So look forward to that.
But getting back to your initial question. How does it fit in? How do you put it in?
Yeah.
Listen, we went to the furniture convention. We came back the next morning and unloaded like 430 pieces off of a semi. It was a whole semi. Sometimes it just gets thrown in. It doesn't. And I tell Sharon will say to me, don't buy anymore. We don't have room for this. The warehouse is full. Everything's full. The store's full. I said, I don't care. It's a good deal. I'll shoehorn it in that store if I have to. And it's stuff gets stacked. Stuff gets put in. We're not selling carpet. We don't want to see the carpet. We want furniture on that floor. And that's how we are. We've always, you can't sell from an empty cart, and our cart's always been full.
Yes, even in the summer. So, you know, Yuma's an economy where, you know, things slow down in the summer. We keep our inventory levels up, and we just, that's how we roll with everything. So, and it is true, when Wayne says he doesn't sell carpet, he doesn't sell carpet. So sometimes it's about getting the furniture in, and we'll rearrange it later. So, you know, get it up in the store and ready to go.
But some stores, they'll stack nightstands to save space because, again, I've got the dresser, the mirror, and that kind of stuff, so it gets stacked. But
we stack nightstands. We stack end tables. We stack all those little sofa tables.
But it still looks classy. I mean,
we try to make it look neat and organized. But, you know, yeah, we still stack things once in a while.
You know, off the air, Russ was talking about he wants to lay on the sofa but sit on the bed.
Yeah.
If I walk in, will you let me? Because the sofa I bought from you guys, it's the best nap couch on the planet. Mm-hmm. It really, really is. And I sat on it, but, oh, my heavens. I've taken hundreds of naps on it. It's perfect. Will you let me lay on a sofa in the store?
People use everything. They they sit in the recliners, and they sit in the chairs and sofas.
And lay on the sofa.
Lay on the beds. And, oh, yeah. It, you know, that's what you come there for. Got to check it out. Got to try it out. You know, I would go buy a new car. I'm going to go sit in that car. I'm going to drive it around the block before I buy it. So.
Okay, I'm trying to visualize people laying on the leather sofas because you're selling leather too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. There has to be some anxiety. I've got this guy laying on the sofa, or it is what it is.
There's no anxiety at all about that. No.
No,
I mean, like Wayne said, you don't buy a car without test driving it first, so. Absolutely, that doesn't bother me a bit.
And, you know, truth be told, there's not that many people come in and lay on the couch. They'll sit on it, they go, this is comfortable. They're knowing in the back of their head, I'm going to be able to lay on this.
No,
I like this.
I see Russ laying on it.
Yeah.
He's
I just see, yes, I have customers say, can I lay on it? Of course you can lay on it. So
just take your shoes off first. That's all we ask.
Don't even ask them to take their shoes off. No.
I'm coming to your place for a nap tomorrow.
There you go. All right. There you go.
You hear me snoring in the corner.
Yeah. The beds have a runner at the bottom of the bed for your shoes.
Right.
You know, there's a protector on the bed. But the rest of the stuff is just the way it is.
You talked about shoehorning things in. Your walls are just plastered with pictures and frames, that kind of stuff. Is that your job to buy the pictures and the accessories?
We do it together.
We buy everything together. Every time we go to the furniture show, we go to all those little vendors that sell us that kind of stuff, and we pick it all out. What do you think? Oh, I like it. What do you think? I like it. Yeah.
And then you know, we don't always agree. Ha ha. That's the joke. That's the Wayne and Sharon joke. But at the end, I'll say I don't like that. He says I like it, and so then we just get it because you know.
Or
I'll say, hey, we're never going to sell that lamp. And don't you know that's the first lamp that's sold?
Wow, she just broke out the mom finger. I respect the mom finger.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah. She's got the mom finger. Well, with four kids, she's got the mom finger.
It gave me the heebie-jeebies. That's a powerful tool.
You remember that when you were a kid.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And our three older kids, they know what the look is. And so if you get the look, you better quit it right now. Ooh. Then she doesn't know what the look means because the older kids will say, Mom just gave you the look. And she doesn't know that.
But this is what I like about you. It's truly a family business, truly a family affair.
It is.
Good. I want to talk about other merchandise more after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit Yuma Estate Planning.
The 2020 75th Annual Yuma JC Silver Spur Rodeo presented by Rain for Rent is February 7th to the 9th. Rodeo after parties February 7th and 8th at Whiskey Road Saloon. Meet the bullfighters, barrelmen, and rodeo announcer. The Yuma JC Silver Spur Rodeo celebrating 75 years. So come join the celebration at the Yuma JC Silver Spur Rodeo after parties. For more event information, log on to yumarodeo.com. Sponsored in part by Whiskey Road Saloon, Wrangler, Justin Boots, Coors, Canyon Distributing, Jack Daniels, and KTTI.
Newsflash. Good oral care habits keep you healthy. That means brushing your teeth for 2 minutes, twice a day, and flossing regularly no matter what brand you use. Quip makes things that make good habits simple, starting with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. Quip's electric brush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses to guide a full and even clean. Their well-designed floss dispenser might make you actually want to floss, with pre-marked string to help you use just enough. Plus, Quip delivers a fresh brush head, floss, and toothpaste refills to your door every 3 months, with free shipping, so your routine is always right. Join over 3 million healthy mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/myteeth right now, you'll get your first refill absolutely free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/myteeth. Quip, the good habits company.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in the studio. Wayne Williams, owner of Oak Tree and More Furniture. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
And Sharon Williams, also owner of the Oak Tree and More Furniture. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
And also, you have the trophy of Arizona's Furniture Retailer of the Year. Congratulations for that.
Well, thank you very much.
This has been fun. So, some of the things, nuts and bolts of the business, you lay away some of the other things you guys do that everyone else does. What do you guys offer? Layaway, financing, that sort of
stuff? Well, we do offer the layaway.
Okay.
So it's a 90-day layaway. If you ask for a 6-month layaway, you'll get it. I mean, you know, we're accommodating. The layaway, I think, is the way to go because
it
doesn't cost you any money.
It's free.
You know, you get it at that sale price that day. So if it's whatever the sale is that day, that's what you get it on layaway for. And if you lay it away for 6 months, 6 months later, it's still that price, even if it goes up.
How much does it cost me to lay something away?
Nothing. Not a dime.
Just a deposit.
Yeah, just you get a deposit. That's it.
So that's interest-free loan to myself.
There you go.
If it takes me 6 months, you know, here's another $100, et cetera, it's a good way to go. It's interest-free.
Yeah, and oftentimes our customers are getting a home built and they need that extra time, but they want to, you know, start getting the furniture. And we store it for them because we have a section of our warehouse downstairs that we store their goods.
Nice. And you do financing?
Yeah.
Okay.
0% interest financing. Yeah.
We're talking off the air about the days of HFC and all of those places and the high interest stuff. And we've all been down that road. But you talked about not a single one of your customers ever defaulted that you know of.
Well, that's what they've told us. Those finance companies, you know, like American General.
Right.
And AEVO.
I'm dating myself. HFC. I'm dating myself.
I can't remember all their names. But yeah, they would tell us that. They'd say, you know, we've never had a customer of yours that defaulted on a furniture.
I think that says a lot about the quality and the way that they were treated.
Right.
Really, I mean, a loan is a loan, then that's cash, but I think it's also, again, the way that they got treated.
Right.
Again, the store is 3030 South Pacific Avenue. Is there a website that you...
Yes, theoaktreeandmore.com.
It's the Oak... I want to write that one down because I'll forget it. The Oak Tree... Do I spell out and?
Yes, and.
Right.
More.com.
.com. Russ is over there buying furniture. I love it. So,
he's on
the website. So, motion furniture, things like that, is that going to get bigger as we get older, as I get older? Will those motion furniture, that going to be stronger line for you guys? Where's that heading? Or, it's still a mixed bag?
Well, we're pretty strong in the motion furniture business already. It's changing, and as it changes, we acquire those things so that our customers have choices. We still have people who like the manual reclining motion furniture, and we offer that too. So, and then, you know, stationary and that kind of thing. So, you know, 35 years ago, Wayne started this, and it was everything we had was American made. You know, as the industry changed, and we saw those changes, you know, 12 years ago now, probably, we said, we better pay attention. And so when the recession hit and everybody around us in our industry was screaming that their business was in trouble because the American-made companies, the manufacturing companies, were going out of business, we were still doing really good. And we were keeping our mouth quiet because we didn't want to jinx ourselves. But we did realize that we were going to have to start looking at imports. And that's also the beauty of going and buying the furniture ourselves is we meet with owners of factories. They've become our friends, you know.
Right.
So we're looking for quality still. Even though we've had to change from 100% American made, and we have mostly imports, and we try to get American made. We have a nice line of Amish furniture that we've just taken on.
Neat.
And we try to still buy American made when we can, but much of the business now is imports. You know, and so we're out there trying to get the best imports that we can because I have to take care of any warranty problems, and so I don't. You know, we don't want to have those problems. And so we're still looking for quality, even though we aren't always getting American-made.
When was it, Wayne, in your young career, you knew you were supposed to be in the furniture business? What was the aha moment? Was there a time and place, an event, a sale, a situation where you say, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I went to college, and I didn't have a lot of money, you know, so when I would come home in the summer... It was always too late to get a summer job. All the kids, you know, I grew up in Prescott. So all the kids already, you know, I'd come home from college and everybody was sucking up all the jobs and it was really hard to get a job. So I would sell used furniture out of my mom's barn. We had like a barn on our property and so I would sell used furniture out. Well, that turned out to be better than a summer job. So then I did that and then I did it a couple of summers. Then I ended up coming back to Prescott because my mother had bought a house. She said, hey, this house is zoned commercial. And that's how it started. So then I filled the house full of used furniture. It was called the House of Used Furniture. And then then I moved downtown, and I had a little store downtown. And then I got the opportunity to do the Oak Tree through Jack. He had the Oak Tree in Prescott, Arizona. So he helped me start the one in Yuma. And that's kind of how it got going. And then, you know, once you invest some money, you're in the furniture business because you don't want to lose your money. So, yeah, I don't know when the aha moment was, but, you know, there's that aha moment could have been, you know, when we got that award by just being the Arizona Freshman Retailer. Aha, finally, that's all paid off.
Or the woman that came back 35 years later and says, you sold me the sofa and love seat. I mean, that those things have got to just keep you going.
Oh, they do.
I'm sure that there are days when they're like, man, this is just really hard work. I'm pooped.
But right.
Those things have to happen more often than not. Seriously.
Oh, they do. They do.
Oh, yeah.
No. You know, and we have so many people that do come in and say, what do I do with my old bone claw table? You know, it's like brand new. It looks like brand new. We've eaten on it for years, and it still looks like brand new. The chairs are great. I said, well, you know, you can keep it till you die, and then your kids can fight over it, you know, because that it's going to be there forever. So, yeah, it lasts a while.
But years ago in Prescott, there was a store called the Oak Leaf and the Oak Tree, and that was way, way back in the early 90s, and I remember that. But getting that business early on, you found that, one, it could be fun and it could be profitable. So, again, I think the two of you are having a lot of fun. You're having a lot of fun. Going further, dining rooms are still hot. I mean, is there something that's hot right now, or is just everything really moving well?
Well, the dining is still, you know, everybody needs a table and chairs to eat on. So, you know, and everybody needs a sofa and a love seat or something to sit on in their house. And, you know, I think the consoles that people put their TVs on now, because everybody wants a big screen. You know, we used to sell those big wall entertainment
centers.
Oh,
yeah.
Those are gone. They may come back someday, but right now, that's kind of people don't want that big of stuff.
So the ottoman or the escalating telescoping chair coming out of the table coming out of
the coffee table?
Coffee table. Tell me that's a passing fad. That just looks dumb. Or is that here to stay?
You know, it's been around for a long time. Those ice boxes, I used to buy those ice boxes, and then they made an ice box coffee table. Then they made an ice box coffee table with a lift lid. You know, that's been around for a long time.
It's not something new.
No, probably 25 years. I don't even know, do we even have one now on our floor? I don't know if we even have a lift lid on a coffee table right now.
But you got to think that if I'm in San Francisco and a spacious place is 900 square feet,
right.
your furniture has to do more than just one thing.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So
a lot of people use those lift-top coffee tables as their dining table because they're sitting in front of the TV and they're eating their supper there. We, we have four kids. There's never the TV on when we're eating. And
good
so,
for you.
You know, we have dinner as a family every night, and even our grown children come over at least once a week. We have, you know, family dinner. And we're fortunate right now that all of our kids, except for one family, they live in Tucson, but the rest of them living in Yuma. And then one daughter and son-in-law are getting ready to go to North Carolina in 2 weeks because they're military. So that's not going to be fun for us because our kids have always been close.
Well, thank them for their service for me, please, because I think that it's a hard job, especially being a military spouse or military family. It's a tough job.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Thank you for doing that. Anything else that's hot right now other than motion furniture? What's really, really selling right now, Wayne? Leather?
I think it's just a mix. I mean, we're doing a lot of whole houseful of furniture, more so than just, you know, we do have people come in for single pieces. We just got a nice line of Amish furniture, so those people looking for good quality, you know, dining and that kind of thing, we have that in the store. So, you know, like I said before, we just have something for everybody. We have entry-level dining sets, and we have a $10,000 dining set.
So we get this new Amish furniture. It's all handmade.
It's beautiful. My gosh.
The rep tells us, you can't go wrong. This stuff's great. We said, we're looking for something like this. We get it in. He's going to come down and make a presentation. The girls sell it while we're at the furniture show, and we have to order more because
before
he doesn't have anything
down.
To come down and make a presentation because they sold half the stuff we got.
I love it. Oak Tree and More, 3030 South Pacific Avenue. Our friends Wayne and Sharon, thank you for being on Chamber Chatter. I appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you
for having us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday. Bye for now.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates,
or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.